When the Fed disagrees with itself, a 1935 law requires it to say so. Most institutions announce decisions in one voice. The Federal Reserve publishes the tally, names the members who voted against, and states the action each of them wanted instead. That is not a leak or a courtesy. A statute passed in 1935 requires the record, and the disagreement is disclosed on purpose. The simple version. When a company's board decides something, the public hears the decision. It does not usually hear that four directors objected or what they wanted instead. The institution speaks in one voice. The committee that sets interest rates works the other way. Its published statement records the vote, names every member who voted against the action, and says what that member preferred to do instead. That is not a convention anyone chose to be gracious about. It is a legal requirement dating to 1935, and it changes what a reader can learn from a decision that sounds settled. The numbers. Federal law requires the Board of Governors to keep a complete record of the action taken by the board and by the Federal Open Market Committee on all questions of policy relating to open market operations, 12 U.S.C. 247A. The same section requires that the record include the votes taken in connection with the determination of open market policies and the reasons underlying the action, in each instance 12 U.S.C. 247A. It also requires the board to include a full account of that action and a copy of the records in its annual report to Congress 12 U.S.C. 247A. The provision was added by the Banking Act of 1935 as an amendment to the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, 12 U.S.C. 247A, source credit. The Federal Open Market Committee consists of 12 members, the 7 members of the Board of Governors, the President of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and 4 of the remaining 11 Reserve Bank presidents, serving 1-year terms on a rotating basis Federal Reserve. The Fed states that the FOMC holds 8 regularly scheduled meetings per year Federal Reserve. Non-voting Reserve Bank presidents attend meetings, participate in discussions, and contribute to the committee's assessment, without casting a vote Federal Reserve. A published statement records dissents in a standard form, naming those voting against the action and stating the alternative they preferred. For example, a 0.25 change at that meeting FOMC statement, July 29, 2026. What the law actually requires. The requirement is narrower and older than most people assume, and reading it is worth a minute. The board must keep a complete record of what it and the committee decided on questions of open market policy. That much sounds like ordinary minute-taking. The next clause is the one that matters. The record must include the votes taken and the reasons underlying the action in each instance. So the tally is not optional and neither is the reasoning. The statute then requires that a full account and a copy of the records themselves go into the annual report to Congress. Disagreement is not merely permitted to become public, it is routed to the legislature by law. The provision arrived in 1935 as an amendment to the 1913 Act that created the system. That timing is the part worth sitting with. The disclosure of internal disagreement at a central bank was a deliberate design decision made 90 years ago, not a modern transparency initiative. What that looks like in a statement. In practice, the requirement produces a short and highly consistent paragraph at the end of each policy statement. It lists who voted for the action. Then, when the vote was not unanimous, it lists who voted against and states what they preferred. The preferred alternative is the informative part, and it is easy to skim past. A dissent recorded as preferring to raise the target range by a 0.25 at that meeting is a different signal from one preferring to hold or preferring different language. The record distinguishes them. This article does not name the members who dissented at any particular meeting and does not need to. The mechanism is the subject. The names, the count, and the preferred action are all in the published statement for anyone who wants them. It is also worth knowing what the vote does not include. The committee has 12 voting members, and Reserve Bank presidents who are not currently voting still attend and participate in the discussion. So the tally counts votes rather than opinions, and a view can be argued in the room without appearing in the count. The real cost lens on a number the headline drops. Coverage compresses a decision into its outcome. The vote count is usually the first thing cut, and it is the thing that says how settled the outcome was. A unanimous decision and a narrowly divided one produce the same headline and describe different degrees of internal agreement. The count is published for every decision, so the comparison is available without any interpretation or access. The dissenter's preferred action is published too, which distinguishes disagreement about direction from disagreement about size or wording. None of that indicates what the committee will do next, and this article makes no claim about that. For a household, the practical value is calibration, knowing whether a decision reported as settled was in fact contested, before weighing any commentary built on top of it. That is the whole use of it. The record does not tell you who was right, and reading it will not tell you what happens at the next meeting. It tells you how much agreement stood behind a decision that the headline reported as a single fact. Most institutions announce decisions in one voice. This one is required by a 1935 statute to publish the tally, the names, and what the dissenters wanted instead. What this means: when a rate decision is reported, two pieces of published information rarely survive the summary: whether the vote was unanimous and what any dissenters preferred instead. Both are in the statement, and both are there because the law requires the record. The broader idea is that institutional transparency is usually a rule rather than a temperament. When an organization reliably discloses something awkward, the useful question is what obliges it to, because that obligation is what makes the disclosure dependable rather than discretionary. What this is not: this is not a prediction of Federal Reserve decisions, of interest rates, or of the economy. This is not a characterization of any Federal Reserve official, and no official is named, quoted, or paraphrased here. This is not a claim that any dissenting view was correct or incorrect, or that dissent indicates anything about future policy. This is not a claim that more or less dissent is desirable. This article describes a disclosure requirement and the form it produces. Sources: 12 U.S.C. 247A, Records of Action on Policy Relating to Open Market Operations. https://uscodehouse.gov/viewxhtml. Rec equals granulade, U.S. CPRLIM Title 12 Section 247A and num equals 0 and addition equals prelim. Federal Reserve, the Federal Open Market Committee. https://www.federalreserve.gov/monetary-policy/fomkhtm. Federal Reserve, FOMC Statement of July 29, 2026. https://www.federalreserve.gov/news-events/press-releases/monetary-20,260,729 AHTM. Federal Reserve, FOMC Calendars, Statements, and Minutes. https://www.federalreserve.gov/monetary-policy/fomcalendars-htm. Federal Reserve, FOMC Rules and Authorizations. https://www.federalreserve.gov/monetary-policy/rules-authorizations-htm.